The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD, where the call is to stay well. And our call is for you to take control of your genes so you can have the life you want. And I have a new book coming out called This Is Your Do-Over. So in this segment, in the second half of this hour, we're going to get to some questions, and you can ask me questions about This Is Your Do-Over. Call in whatever you want, or call in 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Feel free to call in. And now, one of the people on the call-in line is the usual, if you will, co-conspirator with me, Bridget. Bridget?
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What now? Tell me your favorite medical story of the week. We haven't gotten to many of them, so I need your favorite.
My favorite medical story of the week was the one on the toddler food. Finding that there's a lot of sugar and sodium, more than most parents probably even are aware of.
Okay, so we haven't talked about that, so let's go and take it from the top. Tell us about toddler and infant foods, and who was it who looked at the amount of sugar and sodium in it, and maybe that's what gets our kids hooked on sugar and sodium. Well, who did the research, and how was it done?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I think that when you start kids eating a lot of sugar and sodium at an early age, that's what their taste buds become accustomed to, and those are the types of foods that they crave later on. So the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, researchers from there, they looked at 1,074 infant and toddler food products, and they analyzed the amount of added sugar and sodium that were in all of those products. And then when they broke it down to the actual mixed grains and fruits, they found that there were 79 total toddler products that had mixed grains and fruits. And they found that of those, that almost half of them contained one added sugar. And then they also found that 35 of those had 35% of their calories that were coming straight from sugar. Then when they looked at the sodium,
Let me go over this slowly. More than half of them had added sugar as an ingredient.
Right.
And 35% of them had more than 35% of the calories from just added sugar.
Right.
Which is really, since we say you should have zero calories from added sugar, or as little as you can, because sugar raises your blood sugar level, which changes the way your proteins function in a way that makes them behave towards promoting disease or towards inhibiting health. So that's a very bad thing. So how do parents identify this? Is it pretty obvious on the labels?
So if you're reading the labels, then it would be. You would look for any source of added sugar that's in the ingredients, anything from evaporated cane juice. Honey would even be considered an added sugar. Maple syrup, a lot of times maple syrup and honey are thought to be maybe healthier sources of sugar, but at the end of the day, they end up having a very similar effect on your blood sugar as any other kind. In addition to that, even if you're buying organic food products for your toddlers, you still want to pay attention to the ingredients and looking at the sugar, because organic sugar is not any better than naturally occurring sugar, regular sugar, because that also has a similar effect on your blood sugar. So, I mean, the message is really that parents should be reading the labels and that companies shouldn't be putting so much sugar in the toddler's food to begin with. So I think that from an individual standpoint, that the way you can prevent this for your family is to read the labels, and then we have to hopefully eventually change policies so that food manufacturers aren't allowed to add such harmful ingredients to toddlers' food.
And so when they add these ingredients to toddlers' food, was there any response in the story or in the article or the researchers got from some of the food companies that had added these things? I assume, you know, they're only since it's both in infants and toddlers' food, so the infants had the problem too. Is there any let me go and repeat. Is there any way of holding the food processing companies or the people who make this baby food, or should you just be making baby food yourself?
I mean, I would recommend making baby food yourself. It's not very time-consuming to do. You can even do something like sweet potatoes, just pureeing them in a food processor. I think a food processor would be a great investment for any parents of little children, and in addition to older children. So I think that that's a really good suggestion. And then in terms of holding the food companies responsible, I'm not sure what will be done in the future, but what I would maybe hope for is that an agency like the Center for Science and the Public Interest that has a lot of credibility and is able to go after some of these companies that aren't looking out for the best, for the well-being of consumers, maybe they would have a role in trying to go after some of these companies. Because they actually were able to do that with sugary cereals and trying to have companies sign on to not market to kids as much or as heavily. So I think that that could be something maybe in the future.
And now tell us the other thing about the story. Is there anything else you really thought was fascinating about the infant food? And has anyone done this on teenagers' food? I would bet teenagers' food is much worse than infant and children, because you're essentially addicting the infants and kids. And so probably the teenagers' food would even be worse, or do we not have the data on that?
Well, there's not data on that because there's not a way to really separate the teenagers' food compared to adult food. But I guess the best way to look at it would be in the school lunch program, since we know that the majority of children consume about 2/3 of their meals when they're at school between the school lunch or the school breakfast program and then the school lunch program as well. So I think that maybe it's better that the schools are serving meals for teenagers, but I think that the school lunch program still has room for improvement as well.
And
then to your second question, the other interesting thing was looking at the sodium, and they found that 72% of the toddler dinners contained more than 210 milligrams of sodium in each. So that was about half of the foods that were made for the toddlers contained an equivalent level of sodium that you would see in plain potato chips. So it just seems like there's a lot of added ingredients that aren't necessary, and that food manufacturers really need to come up with a way to modify their food products so that they're not adding as many horrible ingredients. I mean, what I always tell my patients is that you should really only look for the necessary ingredients. So if you're looking at a jar of peanut butter, per se, that's obviously not a toddler food, but the only ingredients in peanut butter should be peanuts and possibly sea salt. If there's any other ingredients, it makes no sense. So that's clearly a way to add calories and sugar and junk. So the same is true for toddler foods. I think that that's just really only the necessary ingredients. And you'll find out a lot more from the ingredient list than anywhere else on the food label.
When we come back, we're going to be talking with Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not, my favorite section on the You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well. And when I say it's my favorite section, it is clearly the section I consider is incredibly powerful. And what he's got to say about something and shingles, what triggers shingles, is a breakthrough. It's new research that's a breakthrough. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Stay well.
everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious. Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.